Arctic air in sight. That's good news. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers around from time to time. Same thing tomorrow. Tonight's low 61. Tomorrow's high, lower 70s look good. Then on Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, perhaps. It's not going to rain all the time. High temperature in the middle 70s. And a lot of folks have the whole weekend, a whole three-day weekend with the President's Day holiday. More rain Monday and probably beyond that as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will be in Selma for this year's Bridge Crossing Jubilee. She will participate in Jubilee events, but she is also coming to voice her support for the Lift Our Vote 2020 initiative. The Democratic National Committee is asking the Alabama Democratic Party to hold a new leadership election within 90 days. The ruling comes after election challenges claimed multiple rules were broken and that the party did not follow diversity requirements. And the Alabama State Department of Education has named Troy University the Green Ribbon School for 2019. The university was recognized for several initiatives, including the Janice Hawkins Cultural Park and its invasive species removal program. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising creates awareness and adds credibility to your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
President Trump will sign Congress's border deal.
I'm going to support the national emergency.
New developments in the investigation into that alleged hate crime attack on actor Jussie Smollett. Chicago police say they have found the men from the night in question.
Retail giant Amazon says it will not be building a new headquarters in New York.
The theft of medical records is surging. That is up nearly 25% from 2017.
The Senate has now confirmed President Trump's nominee for Attorney General.
Former acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe telling 60 Minutes he made sure the Russia investigation would not vanish.
I was able to put the Russia case on absolutely solid ground.
R. Kelly, the singer's attorney, denying reports that a graphic video allegedly showing Kelly involved with a minor has been turned over to police.
In Denver, a tentative deal has been reached and the city's massive teacher strike. Thousands walked off a job days ago demanding better pay.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition, 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. And then anybody can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of things you put in there from that wonderful place called Sweet Creek Farm Market. So Ray didn't stick around, huh? Oh, that's a shame. You know, I judge things by how the networks are handling something. NBC Nightly News did the McCabe story last night. And you're going to hear in another report that we're going to have here, they have an audience of about 8 to 9 million people. And when you're looking at the audience of the networks compared to Fox, for example, the combined balance of all the networks is much more powerful than just the Fox Nightly News type thing. Fox does really well. They're the largest cable provider. People watch them in the largest numbers for cable providers. But when you're talking about the powerhouse of NBC Nightly News, even that 30-minute segment that they do, it really has an impact. This is them doing the McCabe story from yesterday.
The former acting director of the FBI is painting a pretty dark picture of his dealings with President Trump in the days after the firing of James Comey. Let's get late details on all this from our justice correspondent, Pete Williams.
The day after President Trump fired FBI Director James Comey, the man who took over as acting FBI Director, Andrew McCabe, opened an investigation into whether it amounted to obstruction of justice. That's according to McCabe's new book, The Threat, coming out next week. Excerpts are now appearing. He tells 60 Minutes he wanted to be sure any investigations involving the president would keep going no matter what.
I was very concerned that I was able to put the Russia case on absolutely solid ground in an indelible fashion, that were I removed quickly or reassigned or fired, that the case could not be closed or vanish in the night without a trace.
McCabe says the president deliberately lies to get what he wants and could never pass a lie detector test at the FBI's training center. If he were on the box at Quantico, he would break the machine, McCabe writes. He says the day before Robert Mueller was named special counsel during a meeting at the Justice Department, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein brought up the 25th Amendment, which spells out a procedure for declaring a president unfit to serve or secretly recording conversations with the president. The Justice Department has said any such comments were made sarcastically, not seriously. McCabe says in his first conversation with the president after Comey's firing, Mr. Trump brought up McCabe's wife, who ran for state senate and lost.
She's not a politician.
And he quotes the president as saying, that must have been really tough to lose, to be a loser. In two tweets today, President Trump called McCabe, quote, a puppet for leaking James Comey and a disgrace to the FBI. McCabe was fired from the FBI last year at the recommendation of senior officials there who accused him of lying about discussions with a reporter. The U.S. attorney in Washington is still considering whether to prosecute McCabe for that. Now that William Barr is attorney general, he takes on the job of overseeing the Mueller investigation, which appears to be in its final phase. Barr will soon receive Mueller's report, and he will decide how much of it Congress and the public are allowed to see. Lester?
Kind of an interesting report. They hit a lot of different subjects in that. But when you walk away from it, did you walk away with a positive attitude of McCabe or a negative one?
Kind of is like, oh, look at this guy who was standing up for the search for the truth.
Well, they did say that he had been found, he was fired for lying.
Yeah, it just, they kind of throw that fact out there. It didn't sound negative.
Yeah, it did not sound negative, but they did. But it sounded kind of neutral, which it was kind of surprising to me.
Yeah, that's what the news is supposed to be.
Right. I mean, hell, what happened to them? But it amazes me when we're listening to this McCabe stuff of how the more you hear, I cannot wait to hear the 60 Minutes interview and see what else he's going to say. I want to also see how Scott Pelley handles this. But there was a guy that was on Fox today, Joe Konka, who has a talk radio show. He's going to be talking about McCabe and the 25th Amendment.
Were I removed quickly or reassigned or fired, that the case could not be closed?
Media observer Joe Concha says this.
I was very concerned that I was able to put the Russia case on absolutely solid ground in an indelible fashion, that were I removed quickly or reassigned or fired, that the case could not be closed.
Former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe sending shockwaves through Washington, revealing that he ordered the obstruction of justice probe against the president and that DOJ officials had discussions about pushing the president out of office. Here with reaction to these revelations is Joe Concha, media reporter for The Hill. We are a little surprised there's not more outrage across the board when you look at what the number two guy at the FBI admitted. We were sitting around trying to figure out how to get rid of the president of the United States. Had that happened during, let's say, the time of Barack Obama, I think that would have been a big story.
It would be the story, Steve, and I go through the New York Times, I go through the Washington Post today, I look at other major news outlets, the McCabe allegation. And remember, I don't like being in the if true crowd because he was fired for three ethics violations at the FBI. Right. He doesn't exactly have the highest credibility.
Right.
But if true, I would think this would be probably a co-story, top story, obviously, with the president possibly declaring a national emergency and the budget shutdown. But that shares one and 1A. Instead, at the Washington Post, they don't even really touch on this in their top 14 stories. Instead, the story says what it was like for Andrew McCabe to work with Trump in Sessions. A negative right. story, obviously. The point is that the fact that there was even a discussion, a plot that may have been tried to be hatched around wiring right. a deputy attorney general, around evoking the 25th Amendment to oust a sitting president because you want to say he's mentally incapable, this is something that Aaron Sorkin in the West Wing would say, no, that's a little too ridiculous. We
Nobody
can't go
would
with
ever
that
believe it.
Maybe Aaron Sorkin. My free time is paid off, Dan.
Yeah?
I just watched, I think it was season 6 of 24.
And he did that, exactly what happened.
Yeah, the vice president is trying to invoke the 25th Amendment, and the doctor's like, no, he's perfectly fine to carry out his duties. We've brought him back after this, you know, blast in the shrapnel. And the vice president makes the argument, well, the 25th Amendment doesn't say it has to be necessarily medical reasons, and considering he's going to reverse this very sound policy in this emergency, I think we should still have this vote. It's interesting, could the 25th Amendment be tested in the sense that if you're saying you don't have the mental capacity to do it, does that mean like a medical issue, or is it you just suggested something so crazy, Mr. President, we don't have any confidence in you?
It, you know, the way to do what they wanted to have done isn't from the 25th Amendment, it's from impeachment.
Right.
Which is what they're trying to do now, interestingly enough. And where did that begin from? This very issue.
And the fact that, again, this is the FBI. This is law enforcement.
This is not elected officials that
right.
are taking people out.
It'd be one thing if it was like the vice president and the attorney general and the secretary of state trying to count heads, realizing there might be a problem. The fact that it's the deputy FBI director, that should unnerve everybody.
It really should. I mean, and the amazing thing is Andrew McCabe is kind of like, I was doing the noble thing.
Yeah.
And I believe in his mind, he thinks he was doing the noble thing. He thinks he was doing the right thing. I think that's clearly going to come out of the 60 Minutes interview.
Yeah.
And this should disturb people greatly. They weren't going to members of Congress saying, I mean, first, there was no evidence that he was being sponsored or, but think about it. Who are the people that have been pushing this?
Mm-hmm.
Clapper, Brennan, that you remember, he flat out said, I believe he's a Russian asset.
Maybe this is the effect on McCabe. McCabe thinks he's doing the right, you know, noble thing here, is that he was in such a bubble, such an echo chamber, where you have people like Clapper and people like John Brennan, people like Comey and Strzok and Page. I mean, you have the people working for you and the people that are essentially at your same level in the hierarchy all saying the same thing, so maybe you just believe it.
But you would have to have some kind of evidence
right.
to believe that. And the evidence isn't that you fired Comey, because they were actually working on this before Comey was fired. It just didn't go into the Andrew McCabe investigation that he was a Russian asset. They went from collusion of the campaign, they got him elected, and spying on the campaign, to he was a Russian asset. But let me pose another theory here.
Mm-hmm.
Ackman's razor. They tried to stop him. They did all this stuff, and they thought they'd covered all their tracks. But then all of a sudden, the IG's report and some other things started happening, and boom, they were about to get their hands caught in the cookie jar. So the timing of Comey being fired and then IG kind of doing his thing, I think that scared the hell out of him. And you had this band of renegades that were there that were going to do anything they could to stop, because once Comey was going, somebody else was going to be put in there.
Right.
And if they started looking, what were they going to find?
And on the question of proof, James Clapper at a Q&A recently was asked straight up, what's your proof?
And he said there wasn't any.
Well, and what he said was even more unnerving than that. He said, well, in intelligence, we don't deal in proof like you would deal in a court of law. We deal in probabilities right. And sources. And it's like, oh, okay, but we're talking about something you should be able to prove in court. And you're making these allegations. I think that should unnerve everybody, that the intelligence community isn't even relying on a level of proof that we might think of in everyday parlance.
This is absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
And what they did is that we've always said there was not a beginning point for Mueller to look at criminal. There was not a crime that was committed. And Andrew McCabe opened up an investigation on somebody with the theory that there was a crime committed. No proof, but the theory of it, all because he fired James Comey. Jim, coming back to you. Dan Marsh Show. We'll be back after this break.
Jay and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American-run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, Gene from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national job site, and now HR has thousands of useless applications.
Well, Gene, you clearly said we want quantity, not quality.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said, Dave.
Oh, well, like my mother taught me, if at first you don't succeed, cut your losses and run. Bye!
Dave?
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Joey, we have a traffic report to do.
Yes, there's a wreck that just happened. Emergency vehicles are not yet on the scene. 231 northbound, right near Old Wetumpka Road. There was a head-on collision.
Ooh.
So, avoid that area. Just called in, just happened. Again, that's 231 north near Old Wetumpka Road. And you want to avoid the area because it's probably going to back up pretty quick here. And I'm imagining some people are hurt in this one.
Head-on collision, you said?
Yes.
I wonder how, if a car got lost control and went over the other side of 231.
Right.
Okay, guys, so avoid that at all costs. If somebody is in that area and you want to call in another report, give us an update, we certainly would appreciate it. I'm not sure where Old Wetumpka Road comes into 231.
Yeah, it's not my part of the woods either, so not my neck of the woods. So I'm sure others know.
I think that's still on the Montgomery side of the bridge. I think that's where the Old Wetumpka Road goes by, the shooting range and all that. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan and Joey. How you doing today?
We're great, my friend. How have you been?
I'm great. I'm retired now, you know.
I know. You got nothing but time on your hand.
Yeah. I got 49 years of honeydews backed up, so I stay pretty busy. Hey, you know what gets me about these bad actors in Washington, they're untouchable. They can do whatever they want, say whatever they want, disrupt the government, cost the American people millions of dollars, and nothing ever happens to them.
Well, let's hope something is going to happen to them on this case, because something needs to happen.
Yeah. It's frustrating for the common American, you know, guy, girl. If we did it, guess where we'd be?
Well, and the question to me is, what was Andrew McKay's motivation? What was his true motivation? He's saying that I thought Russia, that Donald Trump was a Russian asset. Well, if you thought that, what was your proof? Because if you think that as an investigator, then, man, you're a pretty crappy investigator.
Yeah. Well, he's the best out there because no one else has found anything.
Well, and if he had found something, don't you think he would have given it to Mueller by now?
Probably.
See, that's what, it just doesn't make sense. These guys tell you something. I mean, for example, Andrew McKay said Trump's a known liar. And if he went put him on the box, that's down in Quantico language, a lie detector, I'd like to put Andrew McKay on the box and see what he's got to say.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I've been a Trump supporter right from the beginning.
You have?
And I don't think he's, you know, he may not tell the truth about the absolute truth about everything, but he's more truthful than most of them out there.
Well, let me tell you something. Somebody who's telling me that Donald Trump is a liar who was trying to invoke the 25th Amendment, which he had no authority to do as the head of the FBI, that should scare the you-know-what out of you.
Yeah, because these guys have a lot of authority.
Well, and a lot of abuse.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, Lindsey Graham's going to haul him in front of the Judicial Committee. He's also said Rosenstein. I don't think Rosenstein is going to show up. And I would basically say, to hell with you, Rosenstein. You show up.
Yeah. Yeah, well. You know, if we don't turn these guys and make them responsible for things, it's never going to change.
I know. Let me tell you something, Jim, and as I was telling people this last night, if we do not get to the bottom of this, the confidence level in the FBI is going to be nil. It's going to be zero. Yeah. And there's some really good FBI people that are out there, but this is not good for the agency at all.
Hey, one more thing. Kudos to Cortez. She's doing great.
You like her?
What a moron.
One more time. Say that one more time.
She's a moron.
I love it. Let me tell you what. I mean, she came out and dogged it up on beating Amazon, and people are kind of looking at her going, do you realize what happened here?
Yeah.
How many jobs we lost?
What was it, 25,000?
25,000.
At 150,000 a job average?
Well, that was reported on Fox this morning. It was reported 120,000, but I don't think that's accurate. I think that if you divide 3 billion by 25,000, that's $120,000 a job. But that's $120,000 a job that was paid in incentives.
Right. That doesn't mean that. I took that to mean the salaries of the people working those jobs.
No.
Well, they can always come to Alabama. We'll take them.
There you go. We always do. Always will.
All right. Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate you. Let's continue on with Joe. And he's going to be talking about, there's no coverage on the no collusion story. None.
Why isn't it a bigger story elsewhere?
I think there's a couple reasons for that, obviously, but mostly because of the fact that perhaps it's based in conjecture. I would hope that's the case. Or perhaps it's the case that people don't see this as a big deal, that they want to push the fact that, yes, of course the president was mentally incapacitated. Why is that? Because Rod Rosenstein wrote a memo recommending that James Comey should be fired, that Democrats and Republicans alike said he should be fired. That's a reason why you want to go down a road to oust a sitting president. I would hope that when McCabe is interviewed, Steve, that he is pressed on this time and again. Why did you think you could possibly even get away with something like this?
Right.
In a very negative tone the interviewer should have, but I have a feeling that's not going to happen.
You know, for the last 2 years, people on television have been talking about, Russia collusion. There was Russia collusion. Now we've heard from Richard Burr, the senator of the great state of North Carolina, that Senate Intel has seen no evidence of that. This turned out to be a story that MSNBC reported, and yet MRC, Media Research Center, said that the network newscast spent 0 minutes covering this particular story, which is crazy because they also say there were 2,202 minutes on the Russia scandal. Zero for the collusion report. This is a big story.
Particularly on the NBC side, Steve, and I'll be quick on this. If a story is reported on MSNBC by its news division, and then the NBC Nightly News, which is watched by anywhere from 8 to 10 million people a night, and you don't cover a story that your own network broke earlier that afternoon, that is the bias of omission. And that is the most insidious kind of bias that's out there, Steve, the kind that you, when you don't even hear about a story, that absolutely should be your lead.
It is. That's a, I mean, they're just dropping the ball, but they're doing it intentionally. They're doing it intentionally because it doesn't stay with the narrative. That's why they kind of made the McCabe story neutral. I think they know that the McCabe story is going to blow up. So that's why they played it kind of neutral.
Why is McCabe giving this interview? That's what baffles me.
So he can sell books.
Man.
Because if he gets this interview and he sells a you-know-what pot full of books, then he's got the money and the money's going to be his, and then he can go do another one of these GoFundMe lawyer sites type thing. I think this guy is going to be totally discredited, and I think the media realizes it, and that's why they're kind of playing it a little bit differently than I would think they normally would. Newstalk 93.1, we'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Don't blame it on sunshine. Don't blame it on the moonlight. Don't blame it on the good times. Blame it on the boogie. Don't blame it on the sunshine. Don't blame it on the moonlight. Don't blame it on the good times. Blame it on the boogie. That nasty boogie bugs me.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's
been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be on Amazon Music.
Okay.
If it's meant to be, it'll be.
Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
We want pretzel crust. We want pretzel crust.
Pretzel crust fans, rejoice because it's back. Yay! By popular demand, Little Caesar's large, soft pretzel crust pizza featuring a creamy cheddar cheese sauce, pepperoni, and a four cheese blend surrounded by a delicious salted soft pretzel crust for just $6. Hot and ready every day between 4 and 8 and only $6 from the home of pretzel crust pizza, Little Caesar's.
Pizza, pizza. At participating locations plus tax.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump signs a funding bill to avoid another government shutdown and declares a national emergency to pay for a southern border wall.
Lawsuits are expected, but the president believes he will prevail.
Sadly, we'll be sued, and sadly, it'll go through a process, and happily, we'll win. I think.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi say the declaration is unlawful and does great violence to our Constitution.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Two women are suing Customs and Border Protection, claiming they were illegally detained in Montana.
Anna Suda and Martha Hernandez say they were stopped by a Customs and Border Patrol agent for 40 minutes at a convenience store for speaking Spanish. The two claim agent Paul O'Neill asked for their identification because he said Spanish speaking is very unheard of up here and suspected they were illegals. They both identified themselves as U.S. citizens.
Fox's Ken Duffy. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Kind of a spring-like forecast for the next few days. No Arctic air in sight. That's good news. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers around from time to time. Same thing tomorrow. Tonight's low 61. Tomorrow's high, you know, lower 70s look good. Then on Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, perhaps. It's not going to rain all the time. High temperature in the middle 70s. And a lot of folks have the whole weekend, a whole three-day weekend with the President's Day holiday. More rain Monday and probably beyond that as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
River Region, are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke? Or that you may outlive your retirement? Or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy Series, February 21st and 28th. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Friday. Appreciate all the telephone calls, by the way.
I don't know what's going to happen to you, babe.
Let's go to the phones and go to Red Top. Red Top, how are you today, my man?
Nice, drizzly day, and it's not cold, so it's just fine with me.
Is it kind of that misting like it was about an hour and a half ago?
Oh, yeah, it's misting a little heavier now.
Okay.
Heavy mist.
Heavy mist, I like that.
So that means you get out of the east side of town before 3 o'clock, because after 3 o'clock, this part of town ain't worth being in. Anywhere east of Perry Hill Road, don't even waste your time coming out here, because it's nothing but a clock. Look at all the mess they had out here yesterday.
Yeah, let me tell you something. And what happens, Montgomeryans just cannot, if it's wet, anything to do with wet, they just can't handle it.
Well, it's not the Montgomeryans. We don't have any roads to go on, man. We got no public transportation, so, and we're not getting any, so we might as well be having what we
have.
Got.
We have public transportation. You just choose not to use it.
I see. The buses have gotten awful small, guys. They're just little, you know, cargo vans.
Well, they're not cargo vans, but let me tell you, the reason they do that is because they do the pickup service.
Yeah, and that's great. That's a great service. And let me ask you a question. How do you enact violence on the... It's the second time I've heard the word violence on the Constitution, is what
I know. Oh, let me tell you what. Joe Scarborough was going crazy today, talking about how unconstitutional emergency powers that will be.
And what is violence? How do you... violence...
It's just...
on an inanimate object.
Yeah, they're just using an adjective to make it a richer word.
They sure are. It's pitiful, man. And the deal was pitiful. I'm glad Donald Trump dumped it. And I wish the man very much luck because, obviously, Richard Shelby's not worth much as a negotiator. So I'm disappointed in all those guys.
Let me tell you what happened here is that...
And I might have to hang up because I'm ordering lunch. Oh, thank you very much.
Thanks. What happened there is basically... The president read the bill and called Mitch McConnell and said, I'm not going to sign this. It's got too many poison pills in it, and it's got tons of them. And we're going to have a guy that's going to be talking about it in a while. But Mitch McConnell said, look, don't veto it. We're going to have to close government down again, and you'll be responsible for that. But I will support you in emergency powers. And because he said to him, I found $8 billion in money. But I have to use emergency powers for some of it. Not all of it, but for some of it. And that's where they're going to mess up on this thing. He's going to do the emergency powers, but he's not going to move the emergency powers money at first. He's going to do all the stuff he needs to do in DOD. He's just going to declare the emergency powers, and where he's going to trick them because he's not going to be moving the money under that group yet. And that's where they're going to mess up. Let's go to the phones and go to David. David, welcome aboard.
Afternoon, Dan.
David, how are you?
Doing good. You know, McCabe is just the guy who's showed up at the party and trying to get out front and not be the one left standing in musical chair. You know, he's trying to get ahead of the game and, like you say, to sell books, but I think also to help kind of save his own skin.
I'm not sure you know, as I tell people, folks that are in the intelligence business, they're in the disinformation business.
Yep.
And that's what he is doing is a gigantic disinformation campaign to try to set up a narrative that really doesn't exist that I think is going to be disproven.
Right, that he was the good guy.
Yep.
Look, again, the Washington elitist, you know, the lifelong political animal who is, you know, actually looking out for his own well-good versus the country's well-being. And that's the thing, is that people like McCabe, Clapper, Brennan, they're not ever used to being questioned on their decision-making. And so they believe that whatever decision they make is the right decision.
Yeah, and again, just think back how many times Brennan has said, I believe that Donald Trump is a Russian asset. And what he was doing is he's planting the narrative that all of them that we're trying to put out there.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. We're good. Trump bad.
Yeah, exactly. Here's what Trump did wrong today.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, anyway, have a good one, Dan.
Thanks, David. You have a good weekend, my friend. Let's go to John. John, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday TGIF edition.
How you doing, Dan?
I'm good, John, and you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for taking my call. I tell you, after I heard McKay last night, I think the whole Mueller thing should be dumped. I mean, he should just stop his investigation. And Trump should be issued a letter of apology. But, this is outrageous.
It is. I agree.
Yeah. And Nancy Pelosi and Schumer, they the ones need to be impeached. I mean, they're doing a disservice. The only reason they didn't vote for the money is to try to get back at Trump. To say that the border does not need a wall is ridiculous. If you look at those pictures on TV and see all those holes and gaps and miles of fence in disarray, and you're saying that we don't need a border is ridiculous. And me and thousands of people at the gates trying to get in, and you're saying, I don't understand how anybody can believe this kind of stuff that they throw in there.
Because they're gullible.
I just don't see it. right, Dan. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks. Yeah, Beto O'Rourke yesterday basically said the walls are causing problems because the walls are forcing people to go to another place that's more dangerous to cross. Well, to me, that means the walls are working. They're doing exactly what they're supposed to be.
The arguments are just, I mean, and this is par for the course, and I sound like a broken record, but the bad faith and how uncharitable, and like, it's just about winning at this point. It really is.
It really is. No doubt about it. Let's continue on here. Let's see which way we want to go, big guy. Let's, Ned Ryan talking about the emergency powers of the president here. Let's listen in.
Clear. We really have no choice but to build a powerful wall or steel barrier. If we don't get a fair deal from Congress, the government will either shut down on February 15th again, or I will use the powers afforded to me under the laws and the Constitution of the United States.
Well, he wasn't kidding. That's what he's going to do today at 10 o'clock. He's going to go into the same Rose Garden, and he's going to sign the bill and declare a national emergency. Ned Ryan, Republican strategist. He was a speechwriter for George W. Bush and founder and CEO of American Majority. Do you like the way the president's doing this?
I think he is compelled to do something because Congress has chosen not to act. This bill is far more odious than people want to acknowledge.
Very restrictive.
The wall funds are restricted to the Rio Grande sector, the 55 miles. Local government has the ability to essentially veto that. Well, guess who controls all the local government in that sector? Democrats. And I'm telling people, I think if it's any of that, those miles are actually built, it'll be years from now, because I think they're just going to be doing, you know, resist and restrict and try and prevent that from being built. So I think he is compelled to go this route. I'm not crazy about the national emergency route. I've been arguing for the Department of Defense's Section 284 authorization. You don't have to declare a national emergency.
Just reprogram the money.
You can take that money. They are allowed to build fencing, walls, roads in places that are known to be known drug smuggling corridors. And quite frankly, how you define those corridors is a very loose definition. If there have been one or two examples, you can declare it a corridor.
Exactly what we were playing of Mo Brooks, by the way. And I think that's going to be the order. He's going to declare it, but he's not going to move the money. They're going to go rush to court, say, you can't do that, declare a national emergency. It's going to be interesting to see if Congress, and we'll get into this a little bit deeper, because they have the ability to vote on not giving him the authorization to do it. It's supposed to be a caveat that was in the law, but the Supreme Court said, well, he can overturn that with a veto, so that's the key. They wouldn't have enough to handle the veto. But he can move this money around, and the bill that was passed really was a crappy bill. I mean, the more I've learned about it, the more I've found that it was just the asylum stuff. Oh, man, it was terrible. Let's continue on with Ned Ryan.
If he didn't go through the legislative process, just
he's
declared
done it.
But he did everything possible, including shutting down the government for 34 days. Then he sent in eight people to negotiate in a bipartisan, bicameral way. And then he looks at this thing, has an hour to look at, 1,000 pages, starts seeing some of these restrictions, started pulling back. He wasn't even going to sign it yesterday at one point.
No, I think
what else do you want him to do?
I think Trump has been able to say, I've been reasonable. I was an honest broker. I reopened government so that we could have a negotiation. And you guys sent this back to me. This is not a serious proposal. I have to take the steps that I have been given as the executive to either declare that national emergency or, again, repurpose some of those to build this wall.
To build this wall. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. Joy, how are you all today?
Good. All together now.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, man, we're ready.
Hey, even with an overcast, it's Friday, man. It's great. Let's do it.
I know.
I don't know, Dan. Sometimes, I don't know, my mind just works the opposite direction, and maybe I might be just confused, but yeah, I'm willing to accept
or both.
That if I am. All right, so let's talk about it. All right, what if Trump got exactly what he wanted? I'm saying that because, you know, as he pushes to the Supreme Court with this. Wouldn't it be much more in his favor if you say, hey, we don't even have no beds or anything. Democrats limited everything. We don't have nowhere to put these people. Wouldn't that raise the concerns of national security in his favor?
Well, he didn't. See, I think what they've done is they boxed themselves in, and I've said this yesterday. He is going to get what he wants. He's going to get the $5.7 billion plus some of money to build the wall. He's going to have a lot more latitude because there's going to be drug interdiction versus border security, and he's going to be stopping the drug flow. He's going to get the military money. He's going to get military assets to build it, and he's not going to have to follow a whole bunch of the crap that's in the bill that was going to be signed today.
Yeah, absolutely. But it just seems to think, and I know a lot of people will look at this, and you know, I hope they don't, you know, get disgusted in any kind of way with Trump, because you know, if I'm correct, Trump has now corrugated enough funds to keep Homeland Security in line for the next month, beef up security on the border as far as technologies and things like that. And the Democrats handed to him a bill that I think the Republicans, some Republicans, were cooperated in, and this is my opinion, in hornswoggling the Democrats again. This bill will be the evidence to the court, and the main evidence to the court to back his national security bill that he's enacting now, because this says that we have no beds to contain these people. We cannot do anything with these people. We've got money for cartel people to bring people into this country. So I'm thinking when the Supreme Court justices look at this, these people are human beings, and they do follow the law.
And yeah, I don't know about that.
Well, I think that...
Supreme Court... Well, some of them do. Go ahead.
Yes. So, therefore, the position that Trump is in today to actually get this bill, you know, this enacted, I think is better than it was yesterday, actually.
No, I think the fact that, I mean, we've been talking for a week that he's going to use Code 10, Section 284, that puts him in a much better position to get this thing done.
Yeah, absolutely. I just don't know what they're thinking, but... you know, to me, they just created more of a national security problem by forcing the president to sign it.
Well, I think the argument is that he's going to actually make a national security argument with using Border Patrol, DHS people to tell that story.
Yeah, he did a wonderful job today. It's just amazing, Dan, to look at these people. And I don't see how to go home tonight and call himself America. I really don't.
Whether your name is Andrew McCabe or Chuck Schumer. Because I put them in the same box now. I really do.
Right. I got you. Well, we'll see in the fullness of time, as I've heard before.
I've heard that somewhere myself. Rodney, you have a great day. Drive safe, my friend.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Thanks. News Talk 93.1. David, coming back to you right after this. Don't forget, we're doing the drawing for the... Tweed Creek Farm Market Gift Basket today, open to any caller. Call on in, guys.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
NFL is settled with Kaepernick. I wonder how much moolah he got. Okay, boys and girls, let's go to the phones and let's go to Doug. Doug, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, I've got two comments if we've got time, but I have a compliment. The first comment I would not have made if I hadn't have been as informed as you made me. Your first story, the Mr. Imperial.
Mm-hmm.
Dan, do you find it odd that the police, number one, did not recover a rope? He didn't have a picture of a rope on his phone. And in the interview that you aired, I think yesterday, he said he doesn't remember because he was so traumatized, you know, and they're tussling.
Let's make sure we get the story correct. Is that
okay?
When the police came to his apartment, he still had the noose around his neck.
The noose was around his neck.
Correct.
Okay. So, I guess they took the rope, I guess, to see if they could get anything off of it. I mean, I don't even know if that was because I don't know if there's rope thing to
Well, we don't know where the rope came from and all sorts of stuff, but, you know, I'll tell you something about this story. I think we're going to know something fairly quickly. I think we'll know something by Sunday.
The other comment is really, it's also really a question. Do you know the dollar amount that's in the DOD budget that could...
Doug, you're breaking up, buddy. Doug, can you hear me? Doug, walk to the light, Doug. Walk towards the light.
Trying to ask the dollar amount that's in the DOD budget.
Whoop, there it goes.
My guess is that could be reallocated.
Well, actually, we're going to have a story that's going to go over that in a little bit. Let's go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. I'm sorry, I was supposed to take your call, and I misread the cue.
I know, but that's okay. I don't think anybody knows what number is coming out on that budget they just signed yesterday. But have you ever seen a political operative run through the ringer as bad as they're doing Manafort?
No.
I mean, they just flat won't let go of that man.
they pulled as the judge pulled his plea deal. Yesterday or day before, and that could spell for a long time for Manafort. But you know, he may have lied to the FBI and to the grand jury.
Well, it just seems excessive. Now, I saw a show the other night. The attorney that handled some of the Arthur Anderson people and describing what Weinstein did to some of those defendants.
Yep.
And then talking about Mueller back when you had the anthrax probe, where he just, even when there was evidence vindicating the man, he wouldn't let go. So you've got two heartless prosecutors there that, you know, once they get on the scent, they won't let go. So I just see it as just greatly excessive what they're doing to Manafort over taxes. And okay, so he lied to him. What's your thoughts?
Well, I know, Paul. a new poll from the 1980 campaign, and I'll tell you, among our group, Paul screwed up, and because he was doing some things that were illegal and unethical, particularly on his tax returns and how he was dealing with money. So it had nothing to do with collusion, but Paul just messed up, and he got in their sights, and I understand they kind of knew what Manafort's reputation was, so they looked at what a lot of people believed he was doing wrong, and then they found things that he was doing wrong.
Well, I'm not trying to vindicate him. Don't get me wrong. You know, if he was cheating on his taxes and doing things underhanded, you know, fine, he gets punished. But, you know, and then you take the raid on Stone and just how they've handled these people, you know, you break it all down. Hillary sets up her server. And then once Trump's elected, it seems that anybody who showed any interest in obtaining those emails, they're being destroyed. What do you think?
Well, I'm not sure if it's because of obtaining those emails. I think that what they're trying to do is they're trying to throw confusion into Trump people and to try to keep that the narrative of Trump bad person, and here's proof of it. And I don't... Yeah. Again, if you look at the fruit of the poisonous tree, that this is a that the beginnings of this were bad, then it just tells me this really was an open effort to try to do something to stop Donald Trump while he was running and once he was president, and that should scare the hell out of you.
It should, because that's been the goal since 2016, when they all started with their investigation. So, anyways, y'all have a great weekend. Put me in for the Sweet Creek.
David, give me your month and day of birth, buddy.
428.
You got it? Got him?
Yes.
428, David, good luck. We're going to be doing that drawing in about, an hour. Let's go to Roberto. Robert, welcome aboard the Damo Show. Can we fit him in?
Yes.
Hey, guys. That actor from Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Empire. First of all, if this has been anybody else, this case has been open and closed. The moment he couldn't produce those clothes with all that bleach in it. Anytime you assault it in a violent way, your clothes are the first thing they take and put into a bag. Now, where are the bleached out clothes?
Well, now, when they walked in, the police said that they could smell bleach on him.
But did they seize his clothes that he was wearing?
I don't know.
And then why is this sandwich in such? If Subway wrap a sandwich that good, I'm going by Subway and wrap all my Christmas presents next year. Because I have a habit of curing, finding out what's in the present before Christmas, so I'm gonna get Subway to wrap all my presents if it can go through that kind of violent attack.
Well, wait a minute. I thought he ate at Subway and then he was on his way home. Are you saying he did carry out?
Yeah, as soon as they hit him. No, he had the sandwich with him, he claimed.
I don't remember that in the story.
Yeah, but that story changed so many times, Dan, that it's hard for anybody to remember. He don't even remember.
Yeah, I agree with that. Robert, I am up against the top of the hour break. Yeah. It's a hard break. Robert, thanks for the tough phone call, buddy. You be good. We're going to be back right after our top of the hour break for the final hour of the Dan Moore Show. This show is flying by.